podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is John Gibbons with Rob Gutman, host of the very popular Overview show, which we're going to talk about a little bit now and preview for those of you who don't subscribe to the Anfield Wrap, to give you a little bit of a taster of, as I say, one of the more popular shows that we do. So the Overview, Rob, what is the Overview and why is it so wildly popular amongst subscribers?
Wow. I don't know why it's so wildly popular, but what we try to do in the Overview show is, I think when we started at the very beginning, to rewind, it was meant to be sort of playing virtual Klopp in a sense, that we thought, okay, he'll say to the players, think about it one game at a time, and he'll say that in press conferences, football's all about the next game. But secretly, with his coaches, he'd be thinking about the games in blocks, in batches of fives and six and sevens, and plotting the road ahead and going, well, we're going to have to pick this team in that game, this team in the third game, and those two are back-to-back. So this is what we try to do in the Overview show. We try to look at those batches of games and try to imagine how Liverpool might face them. But we don't just do that. We also look at how the games for our rivals are set up. And we try to do a little bit of crystal ball gazing. So we look at how many points we think Liverpool will get. We look at how many points we think our rivals will get and come to some sort of conclusion. And usually we delude ourselves that Liverpool are going to win every game, but hey-ho.
I mean, there's a lot more rivals to talk about this time. So for the last few years, the Overview show has been very much focused on Liverpool and Manchester City, whereas now there's all these other bums.
Yes.
That we're now having to contend with, which is a shame, but, you know, makes for a weightier show.
Yeah, well, when we recorded it, we came to the conclusion that the good thing about sort of comparing Liverpool's games to the likes of Man United's, for example, is that you can start to predict that United are going to drop points. Whereas we used to look at a batch of City fixtures and go, win, 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 win. But, yeah, so it's a more interesting season in a perverse way, yeah.
When you sort of look at these games in batches, do they become bigger or smaller, or is it about the same? Because, you know, you could think about every game as a must win, but when you're sort of looking at them, do you start to think, well, we could maybe afford to drop a few more points, or does it not really go like that?
I think you just get more worried because you just start looking at how close the games, and you think, Mo Salah, he can play that one and that one, but he can't play that one and that one. And you start to think about injuries and how that might derail us. You can get into overthinking it. But then again, I think it's what, you know, top-level managers, all-level managers have to do. They have to plan ahead. They can't literally just think one game at a time, because otherwise you just pick Mo Salah every single week and run him into injury. So, yeah, I don't know what the answer to the question is, but I generally find it just raises anxiety.
So if you want your anxiety raised, subscribe to the Anfield Wrap. As I say, the Overview is one of our more popular shows. People like the big picture stuff. People like the assessments of where we've been as well, which is what we normally do as well. Obviously, we haven't been able to do that this time because there hasn't been any games, but normally it's a bit of a look back and see how we got on with our predicting last time and sorts of stuff like that. But it does give you a nice overview, excuse the point, of where Liverpool are at and where we want them to be and how we're going to get there. So this is a clip from the Overview show. If you do like it, much more available, obviously, on the Anfield Wrap app. So if you go to theanfieldwrap.com/subscribe, loads of great reasons to subscribe at the moment. Not least the fact that football's back, but three parts of our Jürgen Klopp documentary to enjoy for video subscribers as well. So come on board. But anyway, in the meantime, here is a clip from the Overview.
We're starting with, I've headed the state of play, because this is a reset, Damien, isn't it? Lads returning from the World Cup, new injuries, even though we haven't been playing, players coming back from injury, kids have been looking lively in the second pre-season, all sorts of things going on and slightly messing with my head. I'm not quite sure I'm ready for it, and yet I'm really excited about the resumption.
Yeah. Pretty much summed it up for myself. It's been really unusual, hasn't it? Obviously, we've never had anything like this before.
No.
And as a fan base and as a squad of players, we did not need that break.
Yeah.
That World Cup thing. That absolutely, because we were running on empty there. And I know we rallied a bit towards the end.
Yeah.
But, you know, you say the state of play, we were in a right state. we really were, weren't we? And it just didn't look like it was going to get any better any sooner. We needed the reset on that. And I'm confident that that'll help. I think, you know, just psychologically, and the whole excitement of coming back into footy and things like that can re-energise us. And I think, you know, other teams might have enjoyed the break, but I think, you know, no one will have enjoyed it more than us. So I'm optimistic on that score. And I'm excited about it, of course. I'm not going to Manchester myself for the League Cup game, but I'm certainly looking forward to the Leicester game and seeing all the old boys and giving all the hugs out. And
is it a bit can't be arsed with the City away? Because a few people I talked to are a little bit like that about it. I'm a bit like that about it.
Well, I was just speaking to my mate Alan on the way down here, actually, and he's going, and he's very much of the same mind of me. He was really all in with footy. He needed a break as a fan, I think, as a fan base, yeah. We've needed it. But he's so excited about seeing everybody on Thursday. So I think, you know, if anyone's going, they're going with good reason, and they're going because they can't wait.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of that about. And it's just so unusual, the game. And I know we spoke about it in a show just before the break. I think it's going to be like the Charity Shield, isn't it, basically? Not
in
exactly,
sense, yeah.
But in the fact of, like, it's like the most prestige-friendly you can have, where you really want to win it, and you can brag about it if you do. And if you lose, you can sort of say, ah, well, you know, we weren't that bothered, and it's give us a good workout for the real stuff. Because the league is the real stuff, but... knock a Man City out on their own pitch. That'd be good.
It would be nice. Okay, well, come on. I forced the preview of the specific game a bit earlier than I wanted in the show. So let's just keep with the starting position we're in, Paul. I'll just put it on my notes. What we're dealing with is, okay, we ended the last phase before the World Cup going, yeah, at least we can get some boys fit. We can get some legs rested. Well, we've achieved getting a lot of legs rested. We can't deny that. We only sent 7 to the World Cup. Only Ibu Konate reached the final. We didn't expect Jota back. We did expect Diaz back. He's not. That's a major kick in the pants. On the plus side, we've got Matip back, who had been out for a bit. Chamberlain back. And Naby Keita back. I mean, how are you feeling about the balance of pros and cons on this?
I think the Diaz one's a killer. Absolutely gutted when the news came out in terms of not being available and stuff like that. The likes of Keita and Chamberlain, we've been here a million times before, so I'm not really expecting anything different from what we've already expected. That being said, obviously, sort of this time last year, Chamberlain played a big part sort of over winter whilst a few of them were at the African Cup of Nations. So it's hopeful, but I do think definitely they need to be looking January, maybe to go into the market and add something if we're to kick on. In terms of like that, the season, now the way it's like restarting again, it does feel weird. Like Damien said, it does feel like a Charity Shield first game back. It's like almost as if it's the start of the season, but then you've got to somehow look at the table and look at like sort of 15 points off the top, which is, it's surreal, really.
Have we got any in hand? I haven't looked at the table.
I think we've got one.
Yeah.
One hasn't we? From when the Queen...
You can't count it like that.
We've got a game in hand on Spurs and Newcastle.
How many are we off City?
We 10. Are 10 points off City, played the same number of games.
Oh, it's so doable. I've said this
well,
before.
I was going to say, back in Damien's day, apologies, if you'd have gone into the turn of the year 6th, you'd be like, well... This is sound. There we go.
100%. Yeah.
So as so much changed since those.
That's the weird thing as well. People are assuming it's sort of halfway through because the way the season's being sort of squeezed. But like it's only 14 games, so just I don't know. It feels like it's halfway through the season because they've squeezed all the whole Champions League all into it, and there's been like a lot of football played across the different cups and stuff like that. But when you actually look at like games played. We're not at the halfway point, so maybe assess it when we are and see if we can close that gap a little bit and just maybe get back in with a bit of reckoning amongst them. Sports Social Podcast Network.